And I will say, this is the day that my Lord has made. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. I was glad when they said unto me, yes, I was glad when they said unto me, I was glad when they said unto me, oh, let us go into the house of the Lord. How will we enter? Yes, I will enter these gates with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter his courts with all my praise. And I will say, this is the day that my Lord hath made. I will rejoice, for he hath made me glad. I was glad when they said unto me, yes, I was glad when they said unto me, I was glad when they said unto me, oh, let us go into the house of the Lord. We're going in, brothers and sisters. I will enter his gates with thanksgiving in my heart, and I will enter his courts with all my praise, and I will say, this is the day that my Lord hath made. I will rejoice, for he hath made me glad. He hath made me glad. He hath made me glad. He has made me glad. I will rejoice, for he hath made me glad. He hath made me glad. Oh, he hath made me glad. I will rejoice, for he hath made me glad. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You may be seated, Brother Seth.
Ooh. Oh, I am excited. Who came to have the church this morning? Huh? Oh, Lord, you know, he said, come in with a thought.
My, yes.
I did exactly that.
Amen.
So let me scroll down. I was reading. I was talking to my kids. Mm, it just got me excited. They were like, Daddy, what are you thankful for this week? And I was like, for a sound mind. Amen. A sound mind. So that took me to 2 Timothy 1.
Amen.
You know, it says, it's a long one. I'll read, you know, we'll read the nice bit. I thank God, whom I serve from my forefathers with pure conscience, that without ceasing I have remembrance of thee in my prayers, night and day, all the time. Not just sometimes. Not when God's good. Not when God gave me a new car.
Come on.
But when it hurts.
Oh, yeah.
I still praise God.
Amen.
When I'm eating a slop, I still praise God. Amen. Oh, Lord, greatly desiring to see thee, being mindful of thy tears, that I may be filled with joy. When I call to remembrance the unfeigned faith that is in thee. Oh, let me scroll down here. I even missed. My finger hit it, and I'm all sorts. But he said this. He said, but is now manifest by who have saved us and called us with a holy calling. Not according to our works. Not according to something I did. Not according to his works, but according to his own purpose, to his own nature. The only thing that God calls and sees is that nature. That pure nature.
Yes.
And the thing that goes up, he says, he did not give us a spirit of fear, but a power of love and of sound mind. So we have brothers back in the day thanking God for a sound mind. When we have the fullness of Satan How much more should we be thanking God for a sound mind?
Come on.
When we're in Satan's Eden, and we made it in these doors, and we didn't slide through like, oh, Lord Jesus. No, we came in hands up, heads up. We know we have a job to do. It excites me because you can't go through this life. Satan can't get you no more.
No.
When you realize what Satan's tricks are, you're like, okay.
Amen.
You know, he always rears his head up on Wednesdays and Sunday. Oh, yeah. He loves it. Sunday morning, everybody's automatically sick. Right. Afflictions of the mind.
Come on.
Afflictions of the spirit.
Amen.
Oh, guess what, though? I'm a prisoner.
Yeah.
I'm a prisoner.
Yeah.
There's one thing.
Come on.
One thing. I can't even say anything else but amen.
That's right.
Because I know it's the truth.
Amen.
There's no, well, maybe I'll write and divide. I don't even care. It is. Thus saith the Lord.
That's it.
There's no, well, let me see this. Let me deal with this. I know. All things.
All
things. Not some things. Not certain things. Not what Seth wants. Oh, Seth died.
Come on.
That old nature died. Something greater in me than that in the world. I was telling my kids, I was like, you know, this world was mine.
Oh, my.
He would send angels down to fight for me. Yeah. It's not.
No.
This world, you can obviously tell. This it doesn't take a revelation to see the world falling apart. Does not take a revelation. You see, man, who's like, oh, there's going to be a collapse of the American dollar. Oh, you think? Brother Branham knew that.
Yeah.
Brother Branham said it.
Yeah. Amen.
When the American dollar was booming, he said there's going to be a collapse.
We heard it
first. He even said, who's going to buy us out?
Yeah.
So, we have all the answers.
All.
I don't know what bride you can see that says, you know what? That's where I came from.
Come on.
You know, I even tie myself right there.
Amen.
I know. Oh, that's going to happen too.
Yeah.
But right now, I'm going to get up. I'm going to praise God because God has been too good to me.
Amen.
He gave me breath. So I'm going to sing his name.
Yeah.
He gave me the ability to clap my hands. So I'm going to raise my hands. If I can raise my hands, I stop my feet. If I couldn't stop my feet, I'd wiggle my body. You're going to have to put me in the grave. You're going to have to put me in the grave to make me stop because I've come too far.
That's right.
I've seen too many things.
Amen.
I've seen these pictures get smaller and smaller, but I see the body getting bigger and bigger.
Yes.
We're not getting weak.
Amen.
He says when you have a bride that can overcome cancer,
come on,
nothing is standing in our way.
Not fear cancer.
Not liver failure. Not cancer. Nothing stands in God's way.
No, no.
And if we let anything stand in our way, it's not but Satan. I love that. If it's not God, it's the devil. There's no easier way than that. If it doesn't lead you back to the scripture,
light or dark,
then it's the devil.
Right.
Like, well, you know, I feel sick. I have to get stuff. That's the devil. I was telling my daughter, I'm like, listen, that's between you and God.
Right.
But for me and my house,
right.
I was telling the kids, he's like, you have to have a personal revelation.
Yeah.
You have to have God has to take you to an upper room. And he may just reveal one thing.
You
know what? I'm going to be okay.
Amen.
But you get up here, I'm going to be okay.
Amen.
I'm going to be okay. You know what? Next thing he'll say, so are your loved ones.
Amen,
I'm okay and so are my loved ones.
Amen.
Next thing you know, hey, I'm going to be okay. My loved ones are okay. And I'm ready to get out of here.
Amen.
And that's how it works.
Amen.
But it's by your testimony.
Right.
We have to speak it. I see it. I see that you have to speak. It says prophesy again. It's already been done.
Amen.
You just got to say, hey, I believe it. I believe it. And more light will shine on that information. More light.
Amen.
More light until we see like, oh, wait, I don't have to actually be here. I don't actually be here. So you know what, Lord? Thank you. Thank you for a revelation.
Yeah.
Thank you that you put eternal representation where I can understand it. Because if not, I'd be out here trying to work. I'd be like, oh, Lord, I messed up. I'd be in here same Sunday and went like, you know, Lord, I did it wrong. I didn't do what you said. But then I'm like, oh, Lord, you are me. I am you.
Yeah.
When you see me, you see the Father.
Amen.
You see God. It's not a matter of like, I'm not rightly. That's a Trinitarian thinking. When you're sitting there like, well, you know, God, if it's your will, I'm God. All that Christ was, he poured into the bride. By that makes me God.
Right.
So what you got to start. Writing those checks.
Amen.
Yeah.
You start having those confidence.
Yeah.
You start walking out being like, you know what? I'm a light bearer.
Yeah.
You see me, it's the only God you're going to see.
Amen.
You can't say, well, I hope you run into Brother Moore. He lives up there in Beaver Creek. You know, he's at that address. I can't help you.
No.
You deny yourself the benefits.
Yeah.
I have the benefits.
Yeah.
I believe the prophet.
Amen.
And those rewards are mine. And those are mighty rewards. Mighty rewards indeed. I have eternal... So just physical-wise, I have all questions answered.
Amen.
I've bugged God about a job I want to get, for I don't want to get. I just want God to take his purpose. Where do you want me, God?
Sure.
I don't want the money. I don't want the acolytes. I don't want to do anything big. I just want to, use me, O Lord.
Yeah.
I'm standing in the need of prayer.
Yeah.
I don't care what you want. If you want me to be in a little retail pharmacy, amen. If you want me at an urgent care, amen.
Yeah.
But that's where it's at now. It's not a matter of, I listened to Brother Moore, I got the education, and had some bumps along the way.
It's all right.
But, amen, that made me who I am.
Because
what? You got to go through something
to
appreciate it. If you had everything handed to you, you would be spoiled.
Yeah.
You wouldn't appreciate the journey. But when you've scratched your knees and you've really had to pull yourself up, guess what happens? You get up and you're like, that was a journey.
Right, right.
Thank God for the journey because that made me who I am. That's what makes you. If not, we'd be all cookie cut copies.
That's right.
But because you go through something and I go through something, it gives you a different perspective.
Yes.
So you're like, brother? And that's, I love it because we start gathering closer.
Yes.
And you start, I don't see flesh no more. No. I don't see problems.
No.
I see God.
Yeah.
I'm like, you got to be careful talking to somebody.
Yeah.
You mishandle that badger skin, that's death.
Come on.
How are you going to handle God?
I'm telling you.
I'm like, so I just, I came in excited.
Yes.
Because nobody else gets to hear God this morning.
Yeah.
Everybody else has got their pamphlets set out. They've got their pretty songs. They've got the brother's going to get up and preach for 5 minutes and sit back down.
Right.
Well, just, I'm done. I know that I'm going to hear from God.
That's right.
I know without a doubt that, nothing else that matters. I know that this is where I'm going to get all the, I don't care what you walked in with, that knocked everything off of you. As soon as you walk through those doors, that's like a, it's like a decontamination center. You know,
yes, it is.
You walk in, shut you off from the world. Before you come into God, Brother Jim got me. Okay.
Yep.
Brother Don got me. Okay.
That handshake.
Brother Lockett got me.
Okay. That's right.
I walked in. I'm like, let's go. Let's go. Let's have church now.
Yeah.
If not, you're going to, like Brother Jay says, if you walk out with your problems, it's your choice.
You
can make your own problems.
Yeah.
I have enough. I don't want to make anything else. Simplify it. God gave you a rest. Are you going to take the rest or are you just going to sit there and be like, I have problems though? It's your choice. It's your choice. Like, you can either go, you're going, so you either go in the car, which is nice ride, smooth, good suspension, right? But if not, you get dragged along. It's going to be, you'll be like, oh, Lord. But you know what? I thank God for revelation. I thank God that I have an ear to hear. But you know what? More importantly, I have that confidence that this is the one place where I get to let my hair down.
Amen.
This is the one place I get to be around believers.
Amen.
You can't talk around this anywhere else except for in this house.
That's it.
You get three opportunities a week. You get Monday, you get Sunday night, you get Sunday, you get Wednesday.
Amen.
And if you're lucky, you get some fellowship during the week.
Yeah.
But that's it. That's three squares a week.
Yes. Three square meals.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to use my ability.
Yeah.
I'm going to get up.
Yeah.
I'm going to take my time. I wanted to get up before, but God knows. I thank God for revelation. I thank God for one more time in these doors because I know they're not guaranteed to be open.
Right.
Yeah.
So I'm going to get up, and I'm going to praise God.
Amen.
That's right. Amen. God bless you. Sis.
I am going to praise him, and I thank the Lord for everything that he has done for me. I am so grateful for the past messages that we have had, Brother Seth, you said it. You got to have God in your life.
Yeah.
God and I,
yes, you do.
We are one. When I came up here this morning, Satan said, what do you have to say? But you know what? No honor and praises go to Satan. It goes to the Lord.
Amen.
It goes to the Lord. And I am so grateful, very grateful. And Pastor Moore has said, I want you to edify the body, okay? And he talks about identification, talking about your birthright. I am so grateful that I know who I am.
Amen.
I am one of God's children. I'm going back to heaven. I came from heaven, and I believe that. I asked Pastor Moore in the Bible study, you know, who has the right or who can tell you that you don't have it? No one can tell me that I don't have it. I believe it, and I want to edify you all. Please.
Amen.
Give thanks to the Lord at all times, for he is good. His love endures forever. I'm just so grateful. I am so grateful. And I just want to share with you all, the past 5 years, various angels have spoken to me throughout my walk. Because at one time, I lived with that anxiety and fear, but no more.
Right. Amen.
God has faithful and grateful. Right. And Pastor Moore, Brother Jeremiah, and Brother Jay.
Amen.
Thank you so much. Thank you. And my sisters and brothers. I
God
love
bless
you.
Amen.
You know, I thank God for Mike. Character. I thank God that, you know, he teaches things along the way. You know, it's not just a handout. It's not just an entitlement. You know, you earn this thing. One sense, you don't pay a dime for it. Another sense, you earn it every step of the way. You know, when they went into the promised land, they had to claim every place they put their foot. You know, they claimed it, and they had to fight. They had to fight giants. But, you know, you see how this bride has come. You know, I've watched her for 45 years or six or something like that. But anyway, we've come a long way. There was a lot of bouncing around. Didn't know what we was doing there for a while. You know, a young kid is, you know, you don't know nothing, learn nothing yet. He just goes after everything. You know, squirrel. You know, he's off running. And but when you got some character about you, when God puts something in you, when you're going through a trial or two, I was thinking about like an old farmer, you know, go down the lane, pull him out on the road there or out on the porch, you know, you talk to him a little bit and you try to tell him something. You ain't going to tell him nothing. He's been through everything. He's been through hard times. He's been through good times. He's been through really hard times. He raised his family. He's learned a thing or two. You know, he's had to do it with no help. And, you know, you're not going to tell him anything. And I remember Brother Childers, he'd talk about all these silly doctrines come along. He'd just throw his hands up, don't even talk to me. Don't even talk to me. He said, I ain't got time to talk to you about it. And this bride has really come to that place. She knows, you know, and the Bible says, in that day you will know that the Father dwells in you, I in him, and I in you. And, you know, and this is a place where we've come to. Solid, strong. Devil don't even, I mean, devil treads lightly around us. Because he knows we're full of character. He knows we're full of that thing that shocks him, knocks him on his backside.
That's right.
And, you know, I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful for what we've come through. You know, we was thinking about Brother Childers here a little bit this morning talking. And, you know, we look at some of the young ones today, you know, and they think they're doing good, think they're doing strong, but you know, you talk to somebody who's been through it, you can learn something. You can learn something. I like Brother Childers, he always kind of joked about it, but he's trying to tell you something.
That's exactly right.
Yeah. He might embarrass you a little bit, but he's trying to tell you something.
Right.
And, you know, that's the way it should be. That's how we learn. That's how we grow. That's how we have a strong body, you know. That's why we respect elders. That's why we respect especially those in the ministry, you know, labored, you know, the Bible talks about. And there's so much. And the thing is, even when you get way down the road, you learn that. You have that appreciation because you've come through it.
Amen.
And but yet it humbles you more than anything because you know that if it wasn't for his grace.
Amen.
You know, that old farmer, he said, boy, if it wasn't for the grace of God, I would have never made it.
That's right.
You know, and you understand that. And you got to go through something before you understand how important, how wonderful his grace is.
Amen.
You've got to suffer if you're going to reign.
That's right.
So I'm thankful for where we are today. Thankful for where God's grace has brought us to.
Amen.
Amen.
Brother Mike.
While Seth was talking, I thought about an old shadow about it was death that looked behind a badger skin. Well, it is today as well. The example, as soon as I looked through that badger skin, my old soul died right there. I saw the word itself, my old soul die. Luckily, I had a second representation. I had my second soul. But it's still death to that old soul. As soon as you can see that one little thing, as soon as you can see that it's God in flesh, right there. It was God behind the badger skin there then. It's God behind this badger skin now. Right. And as soon as you can see that, it's death to your old soul.
That's right. Yeah. Amen. Sis?
Yes, sir.
I'm happy to be here. You know, I love this message. I love this church. You know, these testimonies, they're amazing. And I didn't get to be here on Wednesday. My daughter was sick, and it's just not the same at home. And I thank God every day for Pal Talk or live stream, whatever it is now, but it's just not the same. You guys didn't get to hear me, amen, Brother James. You know, I know you all miss me.
Missing ingredients.
You know, and I was just thinking about that birthright in Jacob and Esau. Esau had no love for it. He just didn't see the value in it. He traded it for food. You know, and I think about Jacob, he saw that. You know, I thank God that I saw the value. Right. You know, to be able to see the value is a blessing. And, you know, reading Romans 9, it's funny because I didn't set a reminder, and I forget things so easily. I set reminders for everything. And my son was like, have you read it yet? And I was like, oh, my goodness, no. So then so I read it last night, and, you know, God has mercy on who he has mercy on. And he hardens who he hardens in. Thank God that he had mercy on me. Amen. You know, that I have, I can have the ear to hear, to understand, to hear the preaching. And I was telling Jeremiah, I was like, it's amazing to read that and kind of understand it because I've heard it here. Yeah. You know, because I think if you hadn't heard that before, read it before, you wouldn't understand any of it. But, you know, I understood it and I thought, thank God for that. I thank God every day that he gave me that ear to hear. It has blessed every aspect of my life, you know. And when hard things come, they just... they're not that hard. You know, nothing is that hard. And you think about God, this all-powerful, amazing being that's so big that I think it was Brother Branham said he was so big you couldn't even put him in. That's why space, you can't even put him. You can't even see him. And he had to come into human flesh so that you could see him, so that you could experience him. And I, you know, I was just thinking, that amazing God, what he's done for me, you know. And I thank God so much that he put himself in me. And I have God, like Seth was saying, and I just get excited, and I always want to bring it. You know, Sister Moore, we're in the bathroom, and do I have something to bring? Yes, I have something to bring. You know, I love this place. I love this message. I always have something to bring, you know? And I don't know, I just wanted to get up because I always want to be identified. I love this place. I love this message. You know, thank God so much for what he's done for me.
Amen. That's what I want to do while I got a voice. I want to praise God. Amen. I want to use my voice for God. You know, I was telling Pastor Friday night, it's love. That's it's just all love. Yeah. You know, the old Bible was law, and law didn't get it. No. You know, and those Old Testament saints under the law, and 600 plus laws that they abide by, they still had to go to hell.
Right.
They still went to hell. But when Jesus stepped on the scene, it's love. Amen. And you serve God out of love. Amen. You know, there is something to do. You know, God does call to you. He does call to you, and there is something to do. But it's not out of law. It's out of love. It's out of love. You know, and I just praise God. And I just don't really have anything on my mind, but I just want to still use my voice. You know, Satan's trying to take my voice away again, but I just rebuke him. And if I can't sing, I'm going to say those words, you know, and if I can't say those words, I'm going to tap my feet and I'm going to clap, but I'm going to do something. I am going to do something because God has done too much for me. And I look back on my life and look on my trials and things I've come through. And by his grace, you know, I go through trials. Sometimes I look back and I say, how did it even happen? And when things come up, I say, God, how you made a way, and I don't even know how you did it.
Amen.
It wasn't me.
No.
It was him.
That's right.
Every time, you know, and I just thank him for his love and his mercy. And I say, anything you want, Lord, do it. Amen. Now, that's a big thing, James, you say that. Just be careful what you get. Be careful what you get. But I just want to surrender to God because anything he does, there's a purpose for it. And something comes out of it. There's a blessing. If it's not for you, it's for someone else.
That's right.
But God uses everything.
Everything.
And I want to be used of him.
Amen. God bless you, brother. Can I get the brothers to get the offer?
The scripture in Isaiah that comes to me when I hear the saints testify, it said, who hath believed our report?
Yes.
And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? And I am that person to whom the arm of the Lord is revealed. I have as much baggage as anybody else. But you know what? I don't worry about that. This is where I come. I bring this and get the healing. I speak the word and get what I need.
That's right.
And by the word of your testimony, you overcome. If you don't say it, you don't get it. That doesn't Amen. Mean when I get up that I think I'm all that, but he said I was perfect. Now, amen, I believe him or I don't believe him. He said all that was in God he poured into Christ, and all that was in Christ he poured into bride. Now, he either did it or he didn't. So now that, so I'm going to put my little 2 cents in, because I'm definitely going to look at all this God in here. And I know where, amen. I thank God I have an ear to hear. I know where he is. And this flesh is not a problem, thank God. He ain't as scared of you. You ain't got nothing that he's just afraid of. And he likes a challenge. That's why he saved me.
Amen.
Can I sing a song like Isaiah?
Sure.
Or not?
Sure.
Okay. I kind of like the old ones. This one sounds When Jesus Came. What key is that, Dave? Pastor Paul? One sat alone beside the highway begging. His eyes were blind, the light he could not see. He clutched his rags and shivered in the shadows. Then Jesus came and bade his darkness flee. When Jesus comes, the tempter's power is broken.
Yes, it is.
When Jesus comes, all sin is wiped away. He takes the gloom and fills the life with glory. And all is changed when Jesus comes to stay.
Done. Amen. God bless you, sis. You know, anything contrary to the word is not of God. And you know, whenever these doors are open, I always want to be here. I can't afford to miss a service, because this is my food.
Amen.
I need it to overcome every single day. We live this life lily pad to lily pad, service to service, and this place is a blessed place. Blessed people, real people with real problems. And I just want to sing a song real quick. 163, We're in This Church. Because you know it's not of works.
Not at all.
In this church, this glorious church, we did not join. No, I was born. I have a new birth. Some glorious day, we're gonna sail away, sail away. It's by His grace, not by my works. We're even in this church. Sing it again. We're in this church. This glorious church. We did not join, no, we were born. We have a new birth. Some glorious day, we're gonna sail away, sail away. It's by His grace, not by my works. We're in this church. One more time. We're in this church. This glorious church. We did not join, no, we were born. We have a new birth. Some glorious day, we're gonna sail away, sail away. It's by His grace, not by my words. It's by His grace, not by my works. It's by His grace, not by my works. We're in this church. God bless you. Let me get these announcements out of the way here. And so we've got the crochet class just remember it's the third Sunday of each month at 6 p.m. And if you need more info, that's in the back. Sunday, October 14th at 7 p.m., we've got Brother Okeo coming in. And then Sunday, October 15th at 10 a.m., we have him preaching again, and dinner followed right after, and then also Sunday night's Bible study. So, brother? Come on in.
To be here. Appreciated the testimonies that were coming forth. I love it hearing that way. I love even how Brother Seth was talking about how, you know, sometimes we look at the pictures and think the body's getting smaller, but the body's getting stronger every time that we go along. You know, it's, I kind of equate it to like you go to the gym in the beginning of the year. It's a lot of people and they don't know what they're doing. And the longer you stay, the more you know what you're doing, and you get stronger and stronger as you get through it, you know. So I appreciate that. God is just making us stronger, and I got a couple things I'm wanting God to move on. You know, I got friends that need prayer, I got bodies that need prayer, and stuff like that. But I never want to forget that God's moving. He's a real God, and I just want to praise God in like a small thing. I mean, it's small to me because it's just something that I was thinking about. You know, before I went to the hospital, like I was a strong person. You know, like physically strong, and you know, when you are strong, you look at things differently. You know, kind of almost don't appreciate it. Yeah, and I kind of was thinking of it like almost like Samson, not crazy like that, but just, you know, as a strong person, you could say, okay, if somebody weighs under 315 pounds, that was always something I thought, like, if you weigh under 315 pounds, I'm not afraid of you. Right. I know I can grab you and throw you. Like, I just, that was the mentality, you know. And the other day, we were able to move just ice. And I was so happy. I was like, God, you've been answering my prayers. And, you know, it's almost like, you know, Sister Beth said, you know, I could raise my arm. I remember I couldn't raise my arm. I remember not being able to speak, and I just thought, I could just move ice, and I was just happy. I was praising God for just moving ice, and that's normally not a big deal. I mean, it's just, you just assume you can do it, and you just grab it and go, but I was just rejoicing. I left. We were doing something with a fellowship or something, and I just drove away so happy. Because I know where I came from. You know, I know where I came from to where I am. And I do that same thing when I'm reading the Bible. I read the Bible and I go, I remember not understanding this. Right. And now I understand it. I remember coming in and preaching with people would be preaching and it'd be preaching so deep. And I go, man, I don't even know where Brother Childers is at. He went so deep I can't even follow him. I'll see you when you get up. You know, but now I can understand it. Now when I testify, Brother Childers is happy. Now when I preach, the bride is happy. Now I read, I can see it myself. And it's like, I'm looking at it, it's like, it's just like moving. I'm just getting stronger and stronger every service. And I don't want to take it for granted. Don't take it for granted that you can read the Bible. Don't take it for granted, sister, that you got a scripture that you can see there and go, you know, I praise God in all things. You know what that means, Bill? Praise God in all things. There's people that can't even praise God at all, and you can praise God in all things. There's people that don't have a sound mind, Brother Seth. There's people that don't understand anything. They can't understand even the words that they read. They can't understand the preaching that gets preached. They don't have a revelation. And you come in here and say, I got a sound mind. You got children that are reminding you to say, read Romans 9. How could you be upset now? How could you have problems now? You know, and I look at that and I go, I've been on the brink of a lot of things. I've been on the brink of death. I've been on the brink of divorce. I've been on the brink of losing my kids. I've been on the brink of losing jobs. And I've come through all of that. I've come through all of that. You know what? You can come through it as fast as you want to.
Sure.
You can take 6 years to get through something. You can take 6 months to get through something. You can take 6 days or 6 minutes or 6 seconds. How fast you want to get through it. Because his burden is light. His yoke is easy.
Right.
You choose to keep those problems. You choose to keep that attitude. You choose to stay mad. But God gives you the way out so quickly. So quickly. And I thank God for revelation that I got an understanding on it all. I can come here and get the answers from God from church and just go out a better person today. You know, that's even how they said it. You know, sometimes you misconstrue and you don't do it right way. But he even said it. He said, when did you stop smoking? Today?
Yeah.
To right now? Yeah. He didn't leave any cause for it. Well, I'm going to wait till the nicotine levels go down. I'm going to wait till I no longer feel addicted to it. I'm going to wait till I feel this. No. God said, when did you do it? Today. When did you start arguing with your husband? Today. When did you stop arguing with the kids? Today. When did you stop arguing with your boss? Today. When did you just pick up the word of God and say it's the truth? Because if God be God, then just serve him. Why do you need to? We talk about all these healings. You see healings. You see miracles. You see, I see natural and spiritual miracles every single service. Every single service. How many more do you need to see?
Right.
You know, when I come in, even if I'm asking for prayer, I'm just asking that God moves as fast as I want him to move.
Right.
Because I know he's going to move. That's not a question. I'm not questioning whether God's going to move.
That's right.
When I ask for prayer, I'm just saying, Lord, I wanted you to do it on my time.
Okay, here's me.
That's really what I'm saying. Because I know I'm going to get healed. I just want you to do it on my time. I'm asking for you to move faster.
Amen.
But I know he hears me.
Yeah.
I know he hears me. I'm the bride. I'm the only person he's listening to. I'm the only person that he said, whatever you bind, I'll bind.
Come on.
Whatever you loose, I'll loose. I'm the only person that he said that to.
Yes.
He didn't give that promise to everybody. Matter of fact, he didn't give the token to everybody.
Come on.
You want to talk about all the blessings that I get? I'm spoiled. Beyond.
Oh my goodness.
He said, if I take care of the sparrows, how much more? How much more will he take care of me? He makes sure they eat every meal. He makes sure the light's here. He makes sure the flowers are pollinated. He makes sure the worms come out. He makes sure everything's for those sparrows. How much more do you think he's taking care of me? He makes sure my loved ones are taken care of. He makes sure my family members are taken care of. He makes sure I got a right mind. But I thought, my goodness, we come in here. If you are sad, it's your fault.
That's right.
It is your fault. I've seen too many examples of people just overcoming, and you got this a baby issue. Get over it. Get over it. I've seen people that can't talk. I've seen people that can't walk. I've seen people that can't have kids.
Goodness.
And you've got some little natural thing that you want to hold on to, some little attitude, some little ism. Drop it. Drop it. And I'm talking to myself. See, when you come up here to testify, I'm testifying for me. Don't think I'm rebuking you, because that's not my job. That's not my job to rebuke you. You're Pastor Moore's flock.
Yeah.
I follow him. What I say to you is what he already said to you.
Amen.
So don't even make it like it's something new that I'm saying to you. If Pastor Moore said to work and I say get to work, I'm just repeating what he said. Don't try to make, I'm not stepping out on no limbs. I'm not going out. That way you can stand on what I say because God already said it to you.
Oh my
he said, it's just a reminder.
I'm just giving you a reminder. I'm saying, did you read Romans 9? Don't get mad at me if you haven't read it yet. That's just a reminder of what the ministry already said.
Yeah.
If they said you got to be on time and I say be on time, that's just a reminder.
Right.
See, because I don't ever want to be, I know my job. I know that I'm part of the fivefold ministry.
Right.
I'm not the pastor.
No.
The pastor has a job to do.
That's right.
He's to correct those spirits. He's supposed to see that thing. But when he says to shoot, I'm lining up to shoot.
Yeah.
When he says to shoot this way, I shoot that way.
That's
when he says shoot this way, I shoot that way. I'm a good little soldier. And you know what? When you do what he says, you don't have to think about it.
No.
I don't got to worry about it. I don't got to worry about if I have enough ammunition. I don't got to worry about if I'm in the right direction. I don't got to worry about if somebody's going to come into my line of sight. I don't got to worry about if it's going to be good or not. He said to do it. That's how it is even when it talks about a job. He said to go there. Oh, well, I'm going to work here as long as God says to stay here.
Yeah.
I don't have no qualms about it at all. If he tells me to retire there, I'm going to retire there. If he tells me to leave in 2 weeks, I'll leave in 2 weeks. I don't even want to think about it.
Right.
Why even burden yourself with so many thoughts?
That's right.
When you're surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses.
Oh my goodness.
I've seen God move in my life every step of the way. And every single time that I've seen him move, anytime there was a delay, it was because of me.
That's right. That's right.
That's what I've seen. Anytime there was a delay in God moving, it was because of me. Because I was slothful. I was slow. I didn't jump on it. But God, the word has always been right. It's always right. Even when I do it wrong, the word is right.
That's
and I just thank God for this. And I wanted to share that I can move ice now. I can move ice now. I'm only going to get stronger. That's it. I'm only going to get stronger because I'm going to keep pushing. That's what you need. You need resistance.
That's
you know, when I use all these analogies, but you know, when you're working out, when it gets easy, you need to start adding weight.
Yeah.
You need to start adding weight.
Right.
When you start just throwing the weights around, start adding some on there.
Yeah.
You need another plate on there.
Right.
Start adding on there. It's going to help you get stronger.
Yeah.
That's why we got these strong brothers and sisters in here.
Right. Amen.
They move some weight.
Amen.
Yeah. They prayed for some things and seen God move. They had some lack of understanding that they asked God to move on, and God moved on that
Come
understanding.
On.
You know, I guarantee Sister Mel don't read Romans 7 the same way. I guarantee she don't read the same way. She moves some weight. She don't let Satan battle her no more. Even now, if she goes to read Romans 9 and she's confused a little bit, she ain't going to let Satan buffet her the same amount of time as she buffeted her Romans 7. She's going to be ready. She's going to be like, you know what? I'm going to write it down and I'll get there on Sunday night and they'll clear this up.
Yeah.
Satan not going to ruin my Saturday night. He ain't going to ruin my Sunday afternoon. I know where the answers are. I know where my bread is buttered. I ain't got to worry about that. When I get to the teacher, he'll tell me if I need to worry about it. You know, we even seen that example. Brother Childers even said, he said, if reading the books confuse you, go ahead and put them down.
Yeah.
If it confuses you, you come in here where the answers are.
Yeah.
It's God in flesh now. We've come as far as we can come in the written word. You need something else.
That's right.
Amen.
We got to something else now. We've
had
it for a long, long time. So I thank God for this revelation. I thank God for this thing. And I'm going to keep praying for my friends. They need some healing. And I'm praying for them.
Yes.
You know, and I'm not saying that I'm okay.
Right.
But I'm standing now. I can move ice now. Now it's time for me to start
Amen.
Working. Start pushing. Start praying for
Amen.
Others now. You know, I do appreciate the prayers. I'm not saying stop praying for me, but
no.
I'm looking in a different direction now. I'm looking way past myself. I'm like Samson was when he was sitting there. He said, Lord, if you just restore my strength one more time. I'll do what you need me to do. That's how I feel about this whole thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, as a young youth, I did all what I wanted to do. But now, Lord, just use me.
Amen.
And just restore the strength one more time. Let me do whatever
Amen.
I need. If I'm a prayer warrior, let me be the strongest prayer warrior there is.
Right,
if you want me to sing, let me be the strongest singer there
Amen.
Is. You want me to play, let me play the best I can play. But I just thank God for just another opportunity.
Amen.
Don't take this place for granted.
No,
do not take this place for granted. This ain't a regular church.
No.
These ain't regular people.
No.
It's supernatural in here. When you can see it the right way, this is supernatural in here. This is 3D. You know, you go to the movies and you don't got the right glasses on. You're confused.
On.
You're looking around.
It.
I'm missing it. Why are you guys all moving when the screen goes? What's happening? Put your glasses on. It's 3D in here. It's supernatural in here. This is. You can see God moving. I see God moving all over the place.
Yes.
I even see it like if Brother David gets up and testifies and just says,
yes.
This is nothing but the truth.
Oh,
you know what that brother had to go through?
My
just
God.
To be able to come up here and say, this is nothing but the truth.
Right.
He's seen family members, friends, this, that, fall off to the side. And he just got to come here and stand here.
Yeah.
He saw his buddy Elijah go off to the side. He saw his big brother Mike go off to the side. He sees his friend Adam go off to the side. He sees him go off to the side, but he still comes in here and says, it's nothing but the truth. You want me to discount that? I got my glasses on. I can see God moving.
Oh, my.
I see Brother Skyler, who was nervous about singing in church and nervous about being so getting up there, getting with it. Let me read this here. Let me see this here. I see it. I got my glasses on.
Amen.
See, I can see this thing so clear.
Oh,
I just thank God for revelation. I thank God for what God is doing. I'm looking forward to the word, Pastor. God bless you.
Amen.
God bless you, Brother Jay. We're going to continue to pray for his friends and also continue to pray for Brother Jay. Let's sing 232, I Really Love the Lord, key of C, and we'll get him up.
Amen.
I am so glad to be here. I really love the Lord. I really love the Lord. You don't know what He's done for me. He gave me the victory. Oh, I love Him. I love Him. I really
victory. Oh, I love Him. I really love the Lord. Oh, yes, I really love the Lord. I really love the Lord. Oh, you don't know what He's done for me. The victory, that's why I love Him. I really love the Lord. I really love the Lord. Yes, I really love the Lord. I really love the Lord. For you don't know what He's done for me. Victory. That's why I really love the Lord. Oh, yes, I gave me the victory. That's why I love, yes, I love him. I really love the Lord.
Heavenly Father, we come before you this morning. We come in thanksgiving, Lord, of all that you've done for us. Oh, we've seen you heal. We've seen you solve. We've seen you answer. And Father, in all those things and more, it makes us really love you. The world don't know what you've done for us. People don't know what you've done for us. You've healed us. You've given us the victory. We've got victory over everything. And it's all because of you, Lord. Lord, we thank you for this opportunity to be here today. We bring people before you. We bring Brother Jay, Brother John, Sister Christy and her parents, Trevor, different ones, those that are away, Dwayne and them, and those that are sick, Andrea and her home. Lord, we bring them before you because we know you're a healer. We know you are the answer to all of our troubles and all of our problems. And Father, we know that you can do the work because we've already seen you do it. You said if we meet the same condition, you would do the same for us. Lord, we've come to that condition today. And we ask you to move on those requests. Move on this body. Help us, Lord. Help me. Touch us, Father. Lord, just move on this body in such a way that we will be more enthused about serving you than ever before. Satan's a liar and he's defeated, and we want to let him know. Thank you, Lord, for the healing power. Thank you for the revelation. Thank you for a clear understanding. Father, we come here this morning. I open the Bible. I put out my notes, but Lord, I can't do this without you. I need you to whisper into my ear to tell me what to tell the people. For you know every heart that's here today and every need that's laid before you here this morning. Father, take this word and use it for your glory. Speak to our hearts. Move us aside, both the speaker and the hearer, so that you can do what you need to do. But Lord, more than that is what you do best. You reveal yourself to us. Thank you for it all, Father. Have your way this morning. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. It's good to be back in the house of the Lord this morning. Sometimes I get sitting at the piano before I come. I'm never not ready to come. So I just sit there and I play and I look up and it's, oh, I should be at church. And so I get kind of, I start my service at about 9 o'clock. I don't start at 10. I get started early. And sometimes I just lose track of time. I wasn't oversleeping or anything today. I just sitting at the piano. So good to be here. You know, I want to be here and I want to be here on time. If you're late every service, something's wrong with you. There is no reason on earth. You're not working. There's no excuse, Don. You're not working. Because you got Sunday off. It's an attitude issue. It's not important to you. You'll get around to it when you get around to it. And God will speak to me when I get there. No, you need to be on time. If not early. Because you're missing God. And I'm not going to go into that. I've told you all that. You're just being rebellious now.
Yes, Lord. Amen.
All right. Uh-huh. That's all. That's all. It's worse than witchcraft. And you're so spiritual. You're not as spiritual as you think you are.
Amen, Lord.
But you know what? When the deacons, let me give you a little hint. Let me give you a little timepiece. When the deacons are in here, you're already late. Because they stand back there waiting on you. And you're disrespecting them. They'd like to be cordial to you, but because you're being rebellious and you're not going to come to church on time because I said be here on time. Right, oh, yeah. You devil, you.
Come on. Come on.
How long am I going to have to do this?
Right. Amen.
All right.
Amen.
All right. Y'all know I'll call. You know I'll call your names.
Amen. Amen.
If you can't get here on time, get up earlier.
Right.
I get it if you're working and it's just now getting off work at 9:45 and you can't get, I'd get it. But I know everybody in here.
Come on. Amen.
I know why you're late. I know why you're being rebellious. And you better get it off of you because I'm through with it. It's a dangerous thing. You say, it's nothing. I just don't get to church on time. You're disobeying God.
Amen.
Now the devil wants to try to take my throat. This ain't a gang, people. There's people who take their lunch breaks to get to church. Some people who make real sacrifices to try to be here.
That's right.
And you have no reason.
Amen.
All right.
Amen, Lord.
Let me get started. Get out of trouble. I'm only going to get in more trouble because I know what I got this morning. So,
yes, Lord. We want it all, Lord.
You know, a lot of times, oh, man, Ted's out of town. He always gives me those fisherman's friends. Look at that. He ain't here today. Ted, where are you? You know, a lot of times we get a mix up between works and faith. John boy, I forgot about that. Thank you, sir. This reminds me of that story I think Brother Branham told about the preacher. He went to make sure he didn't preach too long. So before he got to preach, he'd always put a cough drop in his mouth, and he'd preach until it melted. And when it was gone and dissolved, he knew it was time to stop preaching. So he'd close out. Well, one day, he accidentally put a button in his mouth. I hope this wasn't a button. But to be honest, this is not a game, people.
No,
we're not playing games with God. And you can be as religious as you want. But if you won't do the simple things that God asks you, how are you going to get the dead up?
Come on.
Getting the dead up is much harder than getting to church. So just keep that in mind. That's not my message, but we get mixed up between faith and works. Because on one hand, you can't please God without faith. But on the other hand, faith without works, you got to do something. So today, we're going to talk about it because some of y'all need some works. And some of y'all need some faith. I say y'all, but you know I'm including myself. Usually I talk about myself so y'all don't get embarrassed. But we need a balance on that. Because some people are heavenly bound and no earthly good. That's the way Brother Childers described it. They're so caught up in going to heaven that they can't get nothing done down on the earth. And if you can't get anything done, if you can't get your act together down here, and you should get your act together down here, because God expects you to be the best employee, the best neighbor, the best friend, the best Christian that you can be. Like the army says, be all that you can be. God wants the best. And he's not going to settle for less. He's not going to keep excusing you just because you got an attitude. He's not going to keep overlooking you because you want to do what you want to do.
That's right. Amen.
God wants people to have a balance in their lives.
Yes.
You can't work your way to heaven, and I'm not trying to get you to. But while you're down here on earth, there should be some works.
Right.
See, read all, like Brother Childers, read all the Bible says. Read the whole book. Because some people get saved and they sit down. They get saved and they stop working, Jeremiah. They stop doing anything. I'm predestinated. Well, predestination is not a get out of jail pass. It's just God predestinated you because he saw your works. But I thought it's not by works. It's not. But it is. So, in order for us to have it all together, because I was looking at this last night, and God was even talking to me while I was driving to church and giving me some little extra stuff to put in there. And so I don't have it in my notes, but I know what God said.
Amen.
So if you want to turn with me over to James chapter 2.
Yes.
And this is hard for people because, you know, we say it's not by our works, and it's not.
Right.
But you got to understand, how did God predestinate you?
Right.
God predestinated you by watching what you did with the Word.
Right.
By watching what you did with the Word. Not by going down into your soul and seeing what your soul's doing. Mm-mm. He watched what you were going to do with the Word. What you do with the Word. What you do with the Word.
That's
right. So it's a tricky thing when you talk about works. There's a balance when you talk about works. Because you don't get to heaven by your works. But yet you do. See, there's only the bride can walk this road.
Oh, yes.
Brother Branham said that little woman had her on her high heel shoes, and she was trying to walk that walk. And Brother Branham said, you can't walk that with those high heel shoes on. And all we concentrated on was the heels. That's all we saw. But there's a bigger picture there than the woman wearing shoes. It's narrow. There's not many that's going to find it. There's not many that can be balanced. Do you know you have to have good balance to walk on a narrow place?
Yes.
You got to have a balance. You got to have a balance between your love for God and your works for man. Because, you know, God doesn't worry about your works. Man does.
That's right.
And when I read this last night, and I'm going to read it here to get us started. People concentrate on the wrong stuff. They always do that. They never get it right because they're so smart. They're always looking at the wrong things. So let's read over here, James chapter 2, starting at verse 14 through the end of the chapter. It's a little bit of reading, but I didn't know where to stop. What does it profit, my brother, though a man say he has faith and have not works? Can faith save him? Well, I believe the message. I'm a believer. I believe everything you preach. I believe God's in you. I believe. You can believe all you want. What are you doing about it? That's right, Brother Lockett. What are you doing about it? If a brother or sister be naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you say unto them, depart in peace, be ye warmed and filled, notwithstanding, ye give them not those things which they have need of to the body, what doth it profit? Hallelujah. I think God's going to take care of you. I'll pray for you. I'll be there for you. Even so, faith, if it had not works, is dead being alone. Oh, sit in this church all you want. Tell me you believe all you want. Tell me you're a believer all you want. Yeah, a man may say, thou have faith, and I have works. Show me thy faith without thy works, and I will show you my faith by my works. It's not just he that hears the word, but it's the doer of the word. Oh, it's getting warm in here now. You still really love the Lord? All right. All right, then I'm going to keep reading. Thou believest that there is one God. Thou doest well. Oh, that's good. You ain't done nothing. You can say there's one God. That's good to know you believe that. And it is true. Thou doest well. The devil also believes and trembles. He's going to hell. He's going to the lake of fire. He believes as much in God as you do. The devil is not the devil because he doesn't believe God. He knows God's real. He knows God's real. Brother Lockett said. The devil also believed and trembled. But wilt thou know, vain man, vain. My goodness. Vain man. That's somebody who thinks a lot more of himself than he should. That's somebody who does something and for nothing. You're trying to do something, but you ain't getting nowhere. You're trying to serve God, but you're not serving God 100%. But wilt thou know, O vain man, that faith without works is dead. Wait a minute. I thought we were going to heaven by grace. We are. You can do all the works you want, but if it's not for the grace of God, you still wouldn't go. You're going by grace and grace alone. That's how we're getting to heaven. I ain't talking about getting to heaven. I'm talking about down here. I'm talking about the simple things God wants us to do on this side. That's where the works come in. Works aren't for God. Works are for your fellow man. Was not Abraham, our father, justified by works? Wait a minute. I thought he was a father of faith. He was. But his faith was put in action. See, here's where the rubber meets the road. You can have all the faith you want, but if it never does anything, it ain't faith. Amen. Was not Abraham, our father, justified by works? When he had offered Isaac, his son, upon the altar. Seest thou hath faith wrought with its works. Do you know what wrought means? Works. It's an old-fashioned term used for works. So if you read it, it should say, seest thou how faith works with his works. That's what you're reading there, people. They go together. His faith works with his works.
Amen.
And by works was faith made perfect? Yes, it was. Because his works proved who he was. Y'all don't want me here. And the scripture was fulfilled, which said Abraham believed God. He still had to believe God. And it was imputed unto him for righteousness. And he was called the friend of God.
Amen.
You see then how that by works a man is justified.
Right.
Oh,
Amen.
You still have to be justified. Amen. Your works will prove who you are. Oh, y'all forgot that was in there. How by works a man is justified, and not by faith only. Your faith will produce the works which justifies who you are. Likewise, also was not Rahab the harlot justified by works? Wait a minute. No, she believed Israel was going to take over. But it wasn't her faith alone that justified her. Rahab the harlot justified by works when she had received the messengers and had sent them out by another way. She did something. For as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also. May the Lord add his blessing to the reading of the word. I want to title the message this morning, Faith in Action. Faith in Action. And as we looked at the reading that we just read, you could see that sometimes people get faith, but it's not real faith. It's not the faith of God. It's something that they have. Every man has a measure of faith. You know, so everybody's got a little bit of faith in something. So having a little faith ain't doing you no good. But every time they mention, and here's what God told me when I was driving to church today. He said, remember, because people get confused the difference between faith and works, and they try to say we don't get there by our works, but it's just by faith. He said, remember, they read the scripture, and that wasn't a long drive, but we'd be having a conversation. He said, they read the scripture, and they focus on the wrong items. They look at the wrong thing. They get up here, and it says, if you see your brother in need, and you don't help him. So the first thing they want to do is open up sinners, give out clothes, feed people, do these things. That ain't what it's talking about. It said, if the love of God is in you, your very nature is going to be to help your brother.
Come on.
Your very nature. It's not something you got to be made to do, something you got to force somebody to do. You don't have to work it up. You do it because of who you are.
Amen.
And what he was saying there is if you see your brother in need, there should be some action behind it. Because of your faith, because of who you are. You're going to see your brother in need, and you will do something about it because you believe God. It will produce actions behind your faith. So you can't just say, I believe this message. That's not enough. You say, well, I thought all we had to do is only believe. You do. But if you believe, there'll be actions behind it. If you believe, your life will change. If you believe, things will change automatically because of your faith. And it won't be law. It won't be because we're making you do something. You do it because you see in God's word that that's what it says, and you believe God. By your faith, it'll put you in action.
Amen.
Brother Brandon said, what is faith? Faith is something that's revealed to you. That is not yet, but you believe it will be. Faith is a revelation of the will of God. It's so by revelation we do these things. We hear from God, we believe God, and then we take it in and the action starts. You come to the house of God because that's an action of your faith.
Amen.
Don just said, faith is a verb.
Yes.
It's an action word. You got to do something. You got to do something. You say, well, I thought we're not going in by works. We're not. But your works will prove who you are. And it is trying to make you work. If you don't want to work, don't work. If you don't want to serve God, don't serve God. If you don't want to do the right thing, don't do the right thing. Just be who you are. Be honest. I'm going to be honest, and I want you to be honest. I'm going to say you don't act like a believer. If there's no works behind your belief, then you're not a believer. If there's a real faith, it will put you in action. If you see your brother in need, it's not, oh, if I don't give him my shirt, I'm going to hell. No. You're going to see your brother in need, and you're going to do something about it. And I'm not trying to talk about taking care of everybody in the world, because I get letters and people all the time writing me, want money, want me to help them. Give us a little help. Give us this. Give us that. And I'm giving them the greatest thing I can give them is the word of God. I'm doing all I can to get this word out. And I'm giving them the thing that's going to give them eternal life. I'm not trying to put people up and keep them up and take care of their bills and their problems. That's not my job. I'll preach in the word. You might die naturally, but at least you'll go to heaven. So I'm not trying to save the whole world. I'm not trying to solve all the world's problems. I'm not even trying to solve the church problems. Right. You and your spouse going to fight? Fight.
Amen.
It'll just prove who you are.
Right.
Wow, man. If you want to be late to church, be late. Just prove who you are. Right. You want to sit here and not be involved, never testify? Don't. There's some action that goes with faith. You're sitting here saying, oh, but I believe everything you say. You don't. Because if you did, you'd be moving. If you did, you'd be singing. You'd be testifying. You'd get with it. Sometimes people come and they sit here like this. Suddenly they're trying to pump you up. I ain't trying to pump you up. There should be something on the inside of you that pumps you up. Faith in action is what I'm talking about.
Amen.
Your life should line up with the word of God.
Yes.
Automatically. Right. Shouldn't be something you have, oh, I got to get this right. Oh, I got to do this. Oh, I'm going to do this until I get it right. No, this is not an educational class.
Amen.
This will not be done because you've learned a lot. Right. It'll be because the faith that you have in the word of God will start manifesting itself out through your very life. And if that's not there, I'm sorry, you can't go.
Amen.
Amen.
Faith without works is dead.
Amen.
Well, I got to pry and pump you and convince you and talk you into coming to church and convince you to serve God. And if I got to convince you to try to testify, if I got to convince you to clap your hands, if I got to convince you to get into services, then something's not wrong with me. Something's wrong with you.
Amen.
Because the action of faith will make you do what you do automatically.
Amen.
The children of God loves the word of God.
Amen.
The children of God wants to be involved. The children of God wants to do these things because it's from the inside. It's not education. It's revelation.
Amen.
Amen.
You're right.
And if the revelation's there, it'll happen. There will be some. Let's take these cases. Joshua chapter 2. This is Rahab. Let's just look at her. See if she just believed God. See if it was real. Joshua chapter 2, verse 8. And before they were laid down, she, Rahab, came up to them upon the roof. And she said to the men, I know that the Lord has given you the land. That's verse 9. And that your terror is fallen upon us, and that all the inhabitants of the land faint because of you. For we have heard how the Lord dried up the waters of the Red Sea for you when you came out of Egypt, and what ye did to the two kings of the Amorites that were on the other side of Jordan, Shalom and Og, whom ye utterly destroyed. Sihon and Og, And as soon as we heard these things, our hearts did melt. Neither did there remain any more courage in any man because of you. For the Lord your God, he is God. Yes. There's our faith.
Yeah.
He is God in heaven above and in the earth below. That's her faith.
Yeah.
Now, therefore, I pray you, swear unto me by the Lord, since I have shown you kindness, that you will also show kindness unto my father's house and give me a true token.
Yes.
Set me up.
Right.
I'm going to do something for you, and then you're going to do something for me.
Yeah. Right.
See, she was the kind of woman who was a negotiator. She knew how to make a deal. She knew how to make a business deal. I don't do nothing for nothing. I mean, that's the kind of people God dealing with. The Jacobs of the world. The people that know I'm going to get something out of this. She's like, hey, I'm a businesswoman. I'm going to do something for you and you're going to do something for me. And that ye will save alive my father and my mother and my brethren and my sister and all that I have and deliver our lives from death. Do you realize she saved her couch, her table, her chairs? She saved everything, all that she had. That's why it was so critical that she made this deal, because she had a lot of stuff to get. And the man answered her, our lives for yours. If you utter not this, our business, and it shall be, when the Lord has given us the land, that we will deal kindly and truly with thee. Then she let them down. Then, and only then. Because of her faith, it put her to work. That's what over here, that's what we were talking about in James. Then she let them down by the cord through the window, for her house was upon the town wall, and she dwelt upon the wall. She lived in a place. And listen to what she asked for. She asked for everything. She wasn't shy. She wasn't backwards. And she didn't even know how they were going to do it. How they're going to save her kitchen table in the middle of a war. But she said, I believe that your God can do this. So by faith, I'm going to put this into action. And when you get off this wall, you better hold your end of the deal. And they told her, said, if we get down here and you don't keep your word and you tell on us, we're not obligated. But just think of it. Only way that God could save her kitchen table was to tear the wall down all the way to her house. That's exactly what he did. When she heard that roaring, she stuck her head out the window. And she looked like, but it was falling like dominoes. It went from her house all the way down to the end of the wall, turned the corner. She could hear the rumbling. And she kept on rumbling. She thought, oh, Lord. Oh, my. And she heard the rumble. And it turned the corner. She heard the rumble. And she looked to her right. And she saw the wall coming down. And she's like, it stopped right at her house.
Yes.
But it was because of her works.
Amen.
She could have told him, I believe, all day long. She could have told him she was a true believer, all she wanted.
Right.
Oh, some of y'all tell me, oh, I believe this.
Yeah.
They ain't doing a thing. You ain't thinking about representing. You ain't thinking about representing this church. You ain't thinking about representing. Do you know it's more than representing this church? You're representing the message. It's bigger than just you in 1744 Superior Avenue.
Amen.
Do you realize most people in this message don't have it right?
Amen. That's the truth.
So you aren't just representing Fairborn, you're representing the message, the real message, the real balanced message.
Right.
Works and faith should work hand in hand here. It's got to. It will. It does. This is the true message
Amen.
That Brother Branham was bringing to us. He fought through all the denominations. He fought through all the traditions. He fought through all the creeds. Brother Childers fought through all the creeds. He fought through all the traditions. They put all this together for us because we needed to have the balance on our lives. Oh, we're not doing this to be saved. I'm going to heaven, but there should be something in my life that recognizes that.
Come on, that's the truth.
Your life. Brother Branham preached the message, your life worthy of the gospel. Look and see your life, where it balances. You say, but I don't have everything right. I don't have everything right. But one thing I do know, I've got this message right. And this message is my life. And God says, pick up, I pick up. When God says, lay down, I lay down. When he says, don't do this, I don't do it. When he said, does this, I'll do it. You know, I wasn't going to preach this today. I got into James because I had another thought. But when I got in there, I couldn't get out of it. I thought, Lord have mercy. We need to talk about works because people don't understand that you have to work. And I say it that way because I don't want you to take it lightly like it's optional. Brother Branham said, just exactly say here, Rahab the harlot, James said, was justified by works. But why? Her faith. She was justified by her works because of her faith. Your life, your walk, what people see in you justifies your faith. You say, I didn't think I had to live nothing. You don't. I ain't trying to make y'all live nothing. Right. I just know whatever's in you, Dillinger, it's going to come out. Right. Brother, I see y'all to see that one coming. Brother Brown said, if I got the spirit of Dillinger in me, I'd be carrying guns around. Right. What if you had the spirit of Jesus Christ in you? You're going to have love. You're going to be concerned about people. You're going to, John said that there was grace. Amen. That's all Jesus had was grace. You're going to have grace in your life for people. You're going to try to do things to help people. You're going to not do some things because of other people. Right. There's talking Wednesday night about if meat offends my brother. You just eat it in front of him. Going out to eat and they're vegetarians and you're going to take them to a steakhouse. Taking them somewhere where they can be comfortable. Don't try to convert them. Oh, you're going to eat the steak. You're definitely going to eat the steak. I don't care if you are a vegetarian. You're going to eat the steak today. That ain't the way it works. I told Clarice, I said, you know what? When we have young people around, and we got young people that have been hanging around us for 40 years, I said, we're a happy married couple. I said, it is not even right for you and me to be all over each other, kissing and hugging and smooching and doing all this stuff in front of people who don't have. That's like me eating ice cream in front of a kid. It ain't right. And don't give them none. It ain't right. Have a little respect. You know, young people would love to be married. And don't flash it in their face. Look at our home. We're just... No, have a little respect for somebody without. Right. Don't do some things you would do just for their sake. Right. And that's life in general. Amen. Sometimes you can't do what you really want to do for somebody else.
Amen. There it is, Lord.
See, I don't care about nobody. I don't care. They just have to get they just need a revelation. Maybe you need a revelation. Where's your compassion? Where's your concern? Where's your love? Amen. You should be concerned about humanity. Amen. You should be concerned about your brother and your sister. When they have a need, you should be there for them. Amen. I tried to be that example for you. Amen. I don't give you everything you want, but I try to be there when you need me. Amen. You never go without.
Amen. That's right.
That's the way we should treat each other.
Yes.
You see your brother in need, help him out. You see your sister in need, help her out. Don't sit back and criticize her. Talk about her.
Right. Amen.
Amen.
You see her slip hanging? Go talk to her. Hey, you know. She may not see that. Hey, see you, brother. No, I was getting ready to get up and preach, and Jeremiah grabbed my arm. I'm like, what are you doing? He saw something back here that I wasn't going to see. I don't know what it was, but he was back there.
Raise him.
I thought, all right.
Amen. Thank you.
Am I my brother's keeper? Yes.
Yeah.
Cain. Cain thought the answer was no. You should be concerned about your brother.
Amen.
Your faith in action should put you in action in the body.
Amen.
You should feel some obligation here.
Amen.
Talk about Noah, because they talked about Noah. Let's go. Let's bring on Noah. Right. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 7. By faith, Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by the which he condemned the world and became heir of righteousness, which is by faith.
Right.
He had faith. He believed God. But it didn't do him any good for him to believe God and sit over there on that pile of wood and do nothing.
Right.
You say, but I got faith. I don't care about your faith. Show me your faith without works, we read. And I'll show you my faith by my works. You know how I can show and prove to you that I have faith? Because I went from a lady with no knowledge of nothing to the pastor of this church.
Come on, that's true.
And that happened by my works, not by my faith. I believe from day one, Don. But just believe it ain't enough. Watching Brother Childers carry a load by himself, I refuse to let him do it. He had two rows of preachers, all of worthless.
Amen.
Didn't do anything for him. Didn't help him at all. Drug him down, held him back, talked about him, backstabbing, stabbed him, and everything else.
Amen.
And I thought, I may not be able to preach. I may not be able to do what these brothers do, but Brother Childers, I can do a little something. Just let me answer some letters for you. Let me just do that. See, throw up a rock.
Right.
You say, I'm quiet. I'm sitting in a church. I never testify. I never do anything. Throw up a rock. Try something. See what happens. Put your faith in action. Get up and say, you know what? And people get up and say, well, I don't know. I'm going to say, good. You're getting up in faith. You're trusting God.
Amen.
You're leaving it. It's God's service. It's God's testimony anyway. You're not trying to do it to show what you know. But you're stepping out. Like Jay said, David to testify. Y'all don't understand. David's very shy and backwards and quiet. He don't talk to me at home. For him to get up in front of a microphone in front of all God and creation. That's an expression of his faith.
Amen.
And I like the way Jay said it. He says he's lost this, he's lost that, he's lost this, he's lost that. And he's standing there. And you know what? A lot of times, y'all don't understand. When David stands up and says, you know what? I'm still here. You know who he's talking to?
Yeah.
David. Because the devil's hounding him, trying to get him away from it. But he gets up to let the devil know and put his stamp of approval on, I'm still here. I'm buckled in. I ain't going nowhere. See, every time he gets up, he says that. I love this. This is the truth. Ain't nothing but, you know, I'll say, well, why don't he go into, you know, something? He's doing exactly what God wants him to do. Letting the devil know, putting the devil on notice that he ain't going nowhere. That's faith in action.
That's it. That's it.
Right. You say, well, he's not doing a lot. Oh, you don't know how much that cost him to do that. You say, I'm shy. I let my spouse do it. You can't. Your spouse can't do it for you.
Right.
You got to put your own faith in action. Get up here when your spouse don't get up here.
Right.
On your own.
Right.
By your faith. By your revelation. It ain't even real until you do it.
That's right.
If I had to get Clarice up here, say, come on, Clarice, get up here and say something.
twist around, get up here. Come on, Clarice, say something. You know you love the Lord, don't you? Yes, I love the Lord. You love him a lot, don't you? Yes, I love him a lot. I love him a whole lot. That ain't gonna do no good. But when I'm not here and she's running around like she's single, I'm like, set that woman down. That's faith in action. When you're mechanically doing something, that's not faith in action. That's law. When you're serving God out of law, you ain't serving God. When you're doing things out of need, necessity, because I have to, then it's law. And you aren't going to bless God by doing it that way. If you aren't taking care of your home and you think, well, you know what, I got to do this. I better take care of my home. You know what? You need the Holy Ghost. Because love's going to make you take care of your home. It won't be a pressure. It won't be a strain. It won't be a bother. Right. Matter of fact, I tell Clarice, I says, everything I do for our home. I know I don't do it for me. As a matter of fact, I don't even, the things I buy, the things I go for, I'm always thinking, how can I make it easier? What can I do? What can I help? I'm doing it for our home. And that's what happens when you love something, you put it in action, and your actions will prove who you are. I don't have to bring her flowers every week because I have to remind her I love her. If I got to do that every week, something's wrong. Some women, if the man don't open a car door for them, they don't think they love them. Did everybody leave? Brother Brandon says, love is him getting up every day and going to work. Amen. Getting out here and doing it, providing, making sure you got, making sure when you turn that light switch, it actually comes on. Amen. Love is somebody that thinks of you rather than themselves. Amen. Sacrifice themselves to make sure you're doing better. Love is becoming a footstool that others could reach higher. Amen. I still remember that poem. Noah's works express to man what his faith was in God's promise. That's what Brother Branham said. Noah's works express to man what his faith was in God's promise. Your expressions tells everything. When you're slowful, you know, I hate people dragging their feet. That just rakes me the wrong way. I'm like, I almost want to go pick their feet up for them. Well, see them dragging around, they can't pick their feet up. That says a lot to me. That means you are so lazy. So lazy. That you can't even pick your feet up. And if you can't pick your feet up, you're not going to do nothing else. Your expression tells me that there's nothing in you. I'll go places. And I walk in places, I wouldn't say I read people, but I read people. I walk in and you can see them from the start. Some of those ladies, and I use that word, they got such long fingernails. And I'm sorry, if your nails are so long that you can't do nothing, that tells me a lot right there. I just look at your fingernail. Yeah. Right. I said, you're lazy. Yeah. Right. I see the sisters are sitting on their hands now. I'm just saying the long ones. I mean, someone got those really fake stuff. I don't know. I got better get out of this one. But I know they can't. I know they're lazy because they got the nail so long they can't even work. You can't do nothing. My boss, I knew I was in trouble day one, because when I walked in her office, she had these real, real long nails, and the first thing she put up in her office was a mirror, and she was spraying her hair. I thought, oh God, I'm in trouble now. We had a volleyball team, and she was gonna play volleyball. She came in and had her nails all taped up and
all she could do is hit the ball like this, because I'm like, why does she even come? I'm just saying, there's a way to read people, and you don't even have to have discernment. Dragging feet is one. Extremely long nails are another. Extremely long. I'm not talking about people. I know you sisters like your nails done and long and all. I ain't worried about that. As long as you can still dig in the dirt. Matter of fact, that might help you. But when they're so long that you can't do nothing, you can't open a door, you can't type nothing, you can't do nothing, it's like, where did I get there? Oh, Noah's works expressed to man what his faith was in God's promise. Your works to man will express what your faith is to God. Amen. I can say I love this message all I want, and I don't come here, pastor. I don't come to church. I don't have no. I don't do nothing. No part to play. Why even here? Why would you come here to just warm a bench? Why don't you come here to just be around God? There's going to be an expression, and your expression, whether you like it or not, tells me everything. It does. Yeah, I think I've sitting on this organ for enough. I'm still here. I'm watching everybody. I'm watching how you come in here. I'm watching when the song leader starts singing, whether you're sitting there like, because sometimes y'all sit like this and just stare at him. Like, send the spirit to me. Send it to me so I can get into the service. Not warmed up, cold as could be. And then expect the song leaders come in here like a prime pumped whale. Come and pump you up, try to get you to serve God. You only got 2 hours of this. Seth said, you get 3 square meals a week. That's all you get. If you don't enjoy this, you ain't got nothing. But your expression to mankind shows what your faith is. It kills, literally kills, and I'm getting ready to kill her now. It literally kills Jennifer to get up here in the front of this microphone. She is shy, very shy. But you know why the church gets behind her? Because when she takes all that energy and she gets out of that seat and she takes that long, lonely walk down the aisle, coming to that microphone, and she gets down here, and then she has the nerve to have to turn around and face everybody. That's faith in action. That's faith in action. That's faith in action. And you think, oh, it's easy for her. No, it's not easy for her. But she does it. You say, you're putting works out there. I'm trying to show you how the works work. Amen. You say you believe this? And when God tells you something, you never change, you never act on it, you never move, you never believed it. If God says stand up and you stay sitting down, then you don't believe it's God. If God says sit down and you keep standing, then you don't believe it's God. I mean, it's real easy. It's not your works express what's going on the inside. Amen. It's your faith in action. Amen. Noah built the ark because he believed God. Amen. Noah's words expressed to man what his faith was in God's promise. Now, God met Noah and said, Noah, it's going to rain. I'm going to destroy the whole earth with water. Now, it's never had rain, and that's the impossibility. Well, now Noah said, prepare an ark of the dimensions that I tell you about. And him being a carpenter, and he went to work and began to take a foothold and everything to cut the boards and fixed it up there with the shittim wood and put the pitch in just like he said. And did you imagine what the people thought about that man? They said, the man is actually crazy.
Because he said it's going to be water out of the heavens. And there's no water up there. But you see, Noah didn't think about that. His works was expressing to the people what his faith was and what God said would take place. That's the reason the genuine Christian separates himself from everything but the Word of God. No matter what the people think, what anybody else says, he separates because he isn't just saying that. If he is, it won't be long till his works will be made known. If he's just doing it because he's been made to do it, somebody's making you do it, after a while, your works will be made known. They'll know it's not genuine. He'll fall back and slip this way and join this and this and start. He'll show what he is. But if he's genuine, if the Word of God has bedded into him, then it's going to bring forth its kind. You'll see that man preparing for that great hour. See, that's the way Noah did it. If y'all really believe what we say we believe, you'll be preparing for that great hour. You won't be taking God lightly. You won't be taking God for granted. Your life will reflect the Word because it's just in you. The Word is in there. Amen. And your very life will reflect what's in you. I'm not saying you're not going to have problems. I'm not saying you're not going to have trouble. But your life in general will represent the Word of the hour.
Amen.
No ifs, ands, or buts. If I look at your life and I don't see the Word, then it ain't there. If all I see is the world, then it ain't there. You ain't worried about the rapture. You ain't worried about the body change. You ain't worried about what parts you have to play. You think, oh, Brother Locke would do it. Oh, Brother Jim would do it. The deacons would take care of it. The brothers would take care of it. Oh, we'll get out of here. No, you know, it's not even yours until you do your part. If you don't have a part in it here, you'll never have a part in it there. You say, I believe in the rapture. You do. That's your faith. What are you doing about it? Ooh. What are you doing about it? We say we're the final voice to the final age. We are. What are you saying about it? Well, I let Jeremiah does such a better job. Well, that's Jeremiah's portion. What about your portion? What about your part? What about your... You know, oh, that's, like I said, the song leadership had the hardest job. Stop. Sit down. Slow. Whoa. No, you can't say. You can bring that back next week. That should be the song leader's job. Because everybody in here who says they believe this thing should be wanting to throw wood on the fire. Wood on the fire. Just keep putting some. You know, Jeremiah had that bonfire. Thank you very much, Jeremiah and Elise, for letting us come over. Andrew was sick and couldn't do it, and they stepped up in a matter of hours. They had it settled by 10 o'clock, was it? We knew for a fact by 10. And I was in contact with them, and John and Don kicked in, and Elise kicked in, and Jeremiah kicked in at work. And we're like, you go to work. You do. You got meeting. He was texting me in the meeting. I was like, you do your job. Well, I'll talk to Elise. And within from 8 to 10 o'clock, we had it all planned out, ready to roll. And that's faith in action. Now, Jeremiah, at least because Friday is about 8 hours. It ain't happening. And it would have been in their right to do that. But their faith says we should gather ourselves together. The faith says the body wanted to unite. The faith said we have the place to do this. We can do this. And they put it in action. That's faith in action. That's what I'm talking about. Now, John chapter 6. Disciples are standing there with Jesus. Verse 28. Then they said unto him, what shall we do that we might work the works of God? See, that's what we all do when we come to church. What can I do? What can I do? Verse 29 says, Jesus answered and said unto them, this is the work of God, that you believe on him whom he has sent. You got to believe it. You can't even do the works until you believe it. But when you believe it, that's not the end of it. That's just the beginning of it. You take that belief and you put it in action. Then when your brother... When y'all call me, y'all's expectation is I'm going to jump to it and get the problem solved just like that, isn't it? Oh, only five of you. Now, I know I've talked to all of y'all. Come on. Don't be half-stepping. Your expectation is I'm going to jump on it and take care of it and do it like that. No matter what I'm doing, no matter where I'm going, no matter, y'all expect an answer like that. That's your expectation. That's your faith. What if I just said, you know what? I know you want this, Jeremiah, but I got plans. I'll come back at you. I'm busy tomorrow. Maybe it might be Thursday. Y'all would have a fit. Because your faith and your expectations that I'm going to do what I need to do right now, take care of it. And that's not a bad thing. I'll do it. And I do it. And I don't mind doing it. That's my love for you. I do that. But that's the same way it should be with you in the body. The body expects you come prepared. You know, my song leader should be prepared. My preacher should be prepared. My deacon should be prepared. We're not sitting around here trying to figure out, okay, who's going to do what and what. No, when 10 o'clock comes, y'all have expectations. Song leaders can get up here. And if they get a chance, they're going to sing something. That's your expectation. Amen. Your expectation is the deacon's going to be back there and open the door and greet you with a smile. What if my deacons were grumpy this morning? They come and you come in and Jim chews you out and Brother Lockett kicks you behind when you come in the door and you get in there. And it's just like, y'all think, what is wrong? See, y'all have all kind of expectations about everybody else. And we better not put any expectations on you. I expect you to be a son and daughter of God. I expect you to conduct yourself as a son and daughter of God. Amen. I expect you to be a part of the body. I expect you to give back. Yes. And I've got every right to. Amen. Because I'm trying to put your faith in action. You say you believe this and act on it. Amen. Amen. Malachi chapter 1 shows you how God's in it. Verse 2, I have loved you, said the Lord. Yet you say, Wherein have you loved us? Was not Esau Jacob's brother, saith the Lord? Yet I loved Jacob, and I hated Esau. That's pretty blunt. And laid his mountains and his heritage waste for the dragons of the wilderness. God didn't take care. He wasn't responsible for Esau. Didn't want undoing him. Wasn't worried about what happened in his life. But Jacob, he took care of. You, he takes care of. If God loves you, he will take care of you. And the thing is, people get mixed up with good works because they think the good works is what's going to save them. The good works is going to, you know, that's going to do these things. And then some people work themselves to death, and then some people don't work at all. But there's a balance. Esau did. Here is Brother Branham said, now notice, the natural always types the spiritual. But as in Jacob and Esau, it would not work. It would not. Now, when it comes to doing good works, I believe that Esau actually was a better man than Jacob. So see, I'm not trying to push you to work and trying to push works on as evidence in that sense. He's a better man than Jacob in the sight of man. He tried to take care of his daddy. He was blind, a prophet, and all these things that he tried to do, but yet Esau didn't think about being just carnal work. He thought he could get in by what he'd done. Do nothing good, do something good for somebody, which is all right, Brother Branham said. But Jacob, whose whole soul was to get to that birthright, and that's what God recognized in him spiritually. So it's not just you doing works. I'm not coming here saying, come on, people, y'all need to do a lot of good works, and that's gonna get you to heaven. And no. Remember how predestination works. This is what I love, Brother Don. Predestination works by God's foreknowledge. He's going to see you doing what you do. You love God, and he knows you love God by your actions. And therefore, he can predestinate you. Therefore, he did predestinate you. So you say, did God see me sitting here doing nothing? Yes. But I pray that God see that you change. When'd you change? Like Jay said, when'd you stop smoking? Today. When'd you start getting with it? Today. When'd you change your mind? That whole story was when Brother Branham was out hunting with a good friend of his. And because I got to tell y'all this story because y'all take it personal. Y'all think we're really trying to get you to stop smoking. No, there's a story behind it. Brother Branham was out hunting with a friend. And this friend of his was smoking, but he was hiding it from Brother Branham because he didn't realize he was a prophet with a discernment. And he's his hunting buddy. So they went out hunting, and this guy's a smoker, and he had never smoked in front of Brother Branham. He kept it all hid. And Brother Branham got him out there and says, when did you stop smoking? And he realized he was discerned. So he told Brother Branham, today. That's why we use that term. When did you stop being slothful? Today. When did you stop smoking? Today. When did you turn around and start serving God for yourself? Today. When did you start taking this thing serious? Today. Today is the first day of the rest of your life. Amen. And God sees you, and he knows if you're seriously doing it. Amen. You say, will it determine whether I'm predestinated? Yes, it will. You mean what I do today? Very well could. But what if I don't? That proves he was never there. You can't take, Brother Childers said, I'll take your Holy Ghost you think you got away from you. Your actions will prove that he's not there. Brother Lockett just said, if you love me, you'll keep my commandments. That's what the bride will do. So see, predestination doesn't work the way people think it does. They think it's a get out of jail card. And every time they do something, they just flash this, I'm predestinated. I'm predestinated. Your actions prove whether you're predestinated or not. That's what James is saying. You got all the faith in the world. You believe God's going to do all this stuff. But don't have no works. You don't do nothing. You sit there. You let everybody else do it. I let Brother Moore do it. He'll do it. Let Brother Childers do it. He'll do it. Let the deacon, let them. What about you? Right. Where's your faith in action? Amen. You say, you're making me uncomfortable. I mean to. Amen. I want you uncomfortable. You don't even move until you get uncomfortable. An eagle will not stir the nest and get the chicklets uncomfortable until it's time. And now it's time to take all the feathers out and let you fly for yourself.
Amen. All right.
Right?
Amen. All right.
See, if I sit still and don't say nothing, if I don't move, maybe he won't notice. Oh, I know you. I know this whole church. I know. I'm the watchman on the wall. It's my job. That's what I'm telling you. I wasn't going to preach this today, but when I started reading James, I had to.
Amen.
Because I needed to talk to you.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
Jesus said over here in St. John's 5, and I got to finish up here. St. John's 5 says, search the scriptures. For in them you think you have eternal life. These are they that testify me. You know what Jesus was telling them? He says, the Bible says what the Son of Man is going to be doing. And if you look in the Bible and you look at my life, my manifestation is what the scripture said would happen.
Amen.
If I look at you and I look at your life, will it manifest the scripture?
Amen.
That's the question you have to ask. Because you know what the word calls for. You know the hour we're living in. We're talking about a last day bride. We're talking about somebody who's going to lay down everything else and pick up the word of God. We're the final voice to the final age. What is your voice saying?
Right.
Brother Branham said, the scripture tells you whether you're a believer or not. The scriptures tells you whether you are lining up or not. That's how you know a man, by his testimony. Well, if you don't testify, you have no testimony. Let me repeat that. If you don't testify, you have no testimony. That's how you know a man, by his testimony. Not what he says with this, but how he lines up with the scripture. True, that's how you know it. Jesus invited them to do it. If I don't meet every qualification of Messiah, then you tell me where I missed it. Oh my, that's good, isn't it? Well, his congregation said amen. Y'all awful quiet over here. His congregation, I need to go. Brother Brown's congregation that said amen. Tell me where I missed it. If I don't meet the qualifications, if I have done exactly what the scriptures said I would do. Oh, Christians, here's what Brother Branham said to us. If we could line ourselves up there, do what the scripture says a Christian should do. That's what we should do. Amen. Mm. Well, I'm trying to see where I'm going to go from here. I'm trying to wrap this thing up here. And because, you know, people forget that there are works that follow. Galatians 5. But the fruit of the Spirit. Now, this is the Spirit of God. Now, we could read the other fruits, but I ain't worried about them. Fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. That's the fruit of the Spirit. That's the Spirit that's in you. Those things should come out of you automatically. You don't have to practice being a Christian. Just be one. Just let God out of you. You're like, oh, this is hard. If it's hard, you must be born again. Because his yoke is easy. His burden is light. This serving God should be the easiest thing in your life. Because it is your life. I have to work at work. You go to work, they got to teach you how to be a manager. They got to teach you how to be a worker. They got to teach you how to do things. But the Christian has an inside teacher. And that teacher will bring out of you everything that's in you. He will bring it out of you. It will come out if it's in there. If it doesn't come out, question. See if you are in the faith. Examine yourself. Look at your life. See what it's producing. If it's pulling you to the world, and you look like the world, and you talk like the world, and you act like the world, and you fit in with the world, then you're the world. If you don't stand out, if you're not different, and nobody knows you're different, then something's wrong. They may not know what it is, but something. They didn't even know who Jesus was, but they knew he was different. They don't know who Jesus is now, but they know you're different. You've got to be different. Your kids should know you're different. Your family should know you're different. Your neighbors should know you're different. And I'm not I'm not saying be religious. I'm just saying let the life of Christ out of you. The life of Christ is different. His very life. The fruits will come out of you. Brother Branham said, you want to see what the fruit of the Spirit is? Watch what the Bible promises for a certain hour, and then watch for it to be vindicated. That's the evidence. Jesus says, search the scriptures, for then you think you have eternal life. There are they that testify me. That's what proves who I am. I match the Bible. My life matches the Bible. Your life should match the Bible. Your fruits should match the Bible. You say, what if you have problems? You're going to have problems because you're human. But I'm not talking about your problems. I talk about your solutions. When you have problems, it's going to run you right back to the Word. If you're born again, when you fall on your face, you're going to get back up because of the Word. When you have a bad day, it won't be a bad day because you're going to recognize the Word is in you and you don't have to have a bad day. When you run into situations and you don't know what the answers are, you still have the answers. Amen. When you ask God to do something and He answers no, that's still an answer. He still calls to you. He still talks to you. He still works with you. He's here today working with us.
Amen.
It's only one body. That's His bride. And we're all part of it. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 12. Brother Branham said, the true bride of Christ was in His mind, the mind of God eternally. It's though not expressed until each came forth in its designated, decreed season. Each member came forth, it became expressed. And that's what happens with us. We become expressed. And took His place in the body. Thus the bride is the literal spoken word seed bride. And though she is feminine in designation, she is also called the body of Christ. It is very apparent that she ought to be called that, for she was predestinated to Him, came from the same source, was eternal with Him, and is now manifesting God in a many-membered body, wherein once God was manifested in one member, even our Lord Jesus Christ. God's in a many-membered body. He's here in us, manifesting. And when you say He's manifesting, He's living out through you. You can't see God until I walk. God's walking. You can't see God until He testifies, until He sings, until He does something, until He expresses Himself out through you. That's the expressed image of God. Not you sitting here saying, oh, I believe this, I believe this, I believe this. That's not enough. You got to be the living, moving Word of God. Brother Branham, one last quote and I'm going to close. You see, come on, musicians. You see, Jesus was trying to tell us, if I do not the works of my Father, then don't believe me. Who do you condemn me? Who of you do condemn me of sin? Which is unbelief. If I haven't fulfilled all the works that were written of me, then you can point your finger at me. But I've done exactly what the Scripture said I would do. Oh, listen to Brother Branham's admonition to us. Oh, if the church could only take that stand tonight as a representative of Jesus Christ and say, where are we short? God, I want to live to see the day that the church of Jesus Christ can be one in purpose and heart and body, standing in the full anointed power of the Holy Spirit to perform the work like Jesus Christ did with God in them too. We should be able to do like the rest of the world. When Jesus looked at the rest of the world and said, hey, what part of Scripture didn't I fulfill? That should be what we say. What part of Scripture don't we fulfill?
Right.
We're Luke 6, 17, 30. We're Revelation 10, 8 through 11. We got our hearts turned back, according to Malachi. What part of Scripture haven't we done? Only thing we haven't done is pull the dead up yet, and we're in the process of just hang on.
Right.
Just hold right there. Amen. Hang in there, and you will find out that we'll do the rest of it. Yes. But you just hold on to what God's given you.
Yes.
Do what God asks you to do. And God will take care of everything. Let Him manifest Him out of you. Let Him be a faith expressed out through you.
Amen.
Really, faith in action. God is His Word. His Word is in His bride. And His bride is His expression. She is the expressed Word of God.
Amen.
She really is. She's the expressed Word of God. And if you can't hear the Word of God out of the bride, you can't hear the Word of God. Because the only way you're going to get to God right now is through His bride. He is nowhere else. He's no place else. You're not going to get Him anywhere else. If you want to see God, you got to look at the bride. If you want to get a hold of God, you got to get a hold of the bride. If you want to be a part of God, you got to be the expressed image of God. Hold to God's unchanging hand. time is filled with swift transition. Not on earth, unmoved can stand. Yes, build your hope something eternal. Just hold to God's unchanging hand. Why don't you hold to God's unchanging hand? Oh, let us hold to God's unchanging hand. Oh, we will build all our hopes on something eternal. Yes, let's hold to God's unchanging hand. Heavenly Father, Lord, we come this morning, come with a love for your truth, knowing that, Lord, faith without works are dead. And I don't want to be a dead piece of good. I want to express you because that's what you've done, all that you've done for. You wanted to express yourself out through us, not through anyone else but us. And Lord, let us hold to your hand and let us look to you for guidance, to help us to press, to strain, and just push. Paul said, I press towards the mark of the high calling. That's what we want to do, Lord. We don't want to take the back seat and allow Satan to just rock us to sleep. But we want to be the manifested expression of your word. Forgive us where we let you down. But Lord, it's a new day. You give us another opportunity to come. And now that we're here, Lord, we want to express with all of our hearts your word to this generation. Let us hang on to you, hold to you, cling to you with everything that lies within us. Thank you for this body. Touch those that are sick, those that are away. Just bring them safely back home. Lord, help us to be about our Father's business, because you don't want us to just believe. You want us to receive it, believe it, and actually put it to work and manifest it in our lives. Thank you for all you've done. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. Build your hopes on things eternal. We should hope to God's unchanging hand. And when your journey is completed, and if to God you have been true, then fail.